Welcome to the 11 on 11 podcast. I'm Arif.
I'm Ace. I'm here with a new nickname, the football forecaster.
I'm Mo.
Let's get it popping. Let's get it.
Oh, today we have our first guest.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very special guest.
Bang, bang.
The fourth member of the board. The Wudinho, a.k.a.
Agra 101.
A.k.a. Ben Arfa.
Ben Arfa.
A.k.a. Maradona.
A.k.a. the automatic nuke in Call of Duty.
A.k.a. the guy who used to abuse us in FIFA.
That was just you.
A.k.a. Mr.
Now, Mo, you got some numbers on you.
Don't talk about that.
A.k.a. Mr. Five-Star Weakfoot. We have Uri with us. What's going on, man?
How are you? Same, fam.
What's going on, people?
Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, man. Been enjoying the podcast every week, every Tuesday.
Hey.
Probably your first listen.
My brother.
Hey. Listen, how much?
Good to finally be on.
Don't talk about how much we paid you, man.
wait, we
confidential.
Paid him? You paid him.
We're on a budget here.
It's in your best interest.
Out of your pocket.
It's Costco in your best discount. Interest.
Nah, man. It only made sense. You'd be our first guest. Our bro. We always talk. We chat with Omar all the time. We talk shit with him. Yeah. One of the only United fans. That we know.
We needed
one of the
too
few.
Many what Arsenal fans. Only
one of the few that talks United with us fan. Mostly. Yeah.
What do you mean, only United fan?
No, there's so
there's
many.
There's two in this room.
Oh, shut up!
There is two in this room. Listen, I'm on loan to Leicester.
We're gonna.
I don't
see.
Mind. I don't mind.
We're gonna see, but listen. I know. Me and Omar are gonna agree with a lot, and we're gonna have to fight with you too.
Because two United fans.
Yeah. Omar, back to you. So, just give people a quick introduction. Like, how'd you get into soccer? What club do you support?
I think my childhood has been a lot like you guys. I mean, we grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty much all been playing footy since we could walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Since we could run. I'm a United fan. I started watching soccer or footy in 2006, the World Cup. That's when I really started watching footy.
Mm.
And then honestly, the reason I'm a United fan is because when I was growing up, we had limited channels. We had satellite.
Satellite.
We had satellite.
Your satellite or was it neighbor's satellite?
Arabic satellite?
No,
okay. That's a valid question, man. Valid question.
But yo, one of the channels that we would get on the dish was MUTV.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
On MUTV 24/7, they're running highlights, Ronaldo, Rooney, Champions League. So it was just I was just, immersed into it. And then I just had pretty much had no choice. United fan.
Okay. Quick question. You're a United fan. You've been watching the prime time of United. How are you Messi over Ronaldo? What's going on here?
How are you going to expose? Let him give us a Messi or Ronaldo.
Because I'm paging all United fans.
These Messi fanboys.
All these Messi fanboys who are United fans choose Messi over Ronaldo. I don't get it.
Now, you know what it is? So I started watching United pretty much basically in 08. 07, 08. I didn't really have a strong obviously Ronaldo was one of the best players we had at the time. But
one of.
I mean, Rooney was there.
Yeah, we had bare players.
He was the best.
One
player.
Of the best.
No, he was the best player.
One of the, bro, that team was stacked.
Listen, I don't want to go
that
into
team
this
was
man.
Stacked.
Please.
Rio at the back.
He was not
understand.
Goals in the midfield.
I understand.
Rooney in the top. You guys are being disrespectful.
Okay, bro, remember we had Tevez at that time too.
Tevez is my guy.
Yeah, I read Tevez.
Tevez might
be a snake. But,
Tevez might be my favorite
he's a
Argentina
he's a
player.
He's disgusting a lot. Yeah. He's even nice in Juventus.
So, wait. You said he's your favorite Argentinian player?
Yeah, of all time, I think.
Over Messi?
My favorite? Yeah. What do you mean? Are you mad at me for my favorite? I like Tevez. I love Tevez.
Bro, that's like me saying, yo, Nani's my favorite Portuguese of all time.
Now, Tevez.
What is wrong with you having your opinion, bro? What is this guy talking about?
Sometimes opinions can be wrong.
Yeah,
Tevez is definitely a heady type player.
Yeah.
That iconic line from FIFA commentary, Tevez with the bulldog like approach. Definition of Tevez.
Omar, were you white team or yellow team?
Remind me. I was yellow team, man.
Oh man.
What's yellow team? Yellow. What's
remember
white
center
team?
Days?
The center super center league.
Oh.
Oh man.
Listen, Omar, I have a question for you. You're very I would say well-rounded player, but what's your main position? The people want to know. I want to know. My name's the people today, but what's your position? I don't know. Because when I see you play, I'm like, I can see you playing a bunch of different positions, but I don't know where to put you exactly. What's your favorite and what's your best, if those are two different things?
I would say my favorite would be like an attacking midfielder centrally.
My position.
Like, if I have the fitness, like if I'm working on my fitness, I have the stamina, I could play on the wing. But you know, a lot of our footies like stop start.
Never get
enough time to build up stamina.
So you're an AM who doesn't track back.
Ooh, we're throwing shots at our first guest.
He just said he doesn't.
What happened last week at footy?
All right, you heard him say attacking mid. He's like, that's my position. I gotta make sure everybody knows it's mine.
Listen,
Ace, you are a left winger. We have our cam center days, Dallas days. Okay. You were playing left. Okay, that was your prodigy days.
Listen, just one more question, and then we can get into some of the other stuff. Who is the player that you think you play most like?
Honestly, like growing up, Ronaldinho is like the biggest influence on our footy, right? Mm. So a lot of the dribbling and like the skill moves I would take from him, and I would like to like emulate his play style whenever I play. But I don't know. It's kind of like a hybrid between a couple of my favorite players. I wouldn't say there's just like a one specific player that I try to play like.
I see a little bit of Anthony Martial in you recently.
Recently, yeah. I'd say.
Because when you cut in off the left, I see like the little.
Yeah, the stutter. And
yeah,
then,
That's a good one.
Bro, if you want to call him trash, just say it. Like,
wow. Wow, you're trying to call him the French Walcott?
This is more.
Martial. Take us into United,
Don't speak bad on Martial's name.
You know what?
I don't have to.
Just allow it. Allow it.
I'm glad you brought up Martial. Let's talk about Man United.
Wait. Let's go back to your question.
Hold up.
Of why I rate Messi more than Ronaldo.
Talk about it.
So I like podcast. This. I love this. Huh? RF under pressure. Under pressure.
So, yo, 2009. So, like, taking it right, I'm a United fan. Ronaldo is part of the reason why I love United so much. Because, like, you know, he was killing them when I started watching them. And then 2009, goes to Real Madrid. He snakes us.
Excuse me?
I mean, yeah, it's debatable. Like, you could say, like, he done his time, but, like...
Yeah.
What, is a prison? he did his bid.
Honestly, I was just salty because he went to Real Madrid. I never liked Real Madrid. And then...
Yeah, I get that.
I'm with that with a lot of Arsenal.
So, and then, like, just watching Messi, bro, like...
Every Arsenal player.
You can't watch Messi and not appreciate how great of a footballer he is.
You can, but let's move on.
What's crazy is you appreciate smaller players. But you hate on Messi.
I don't hate on Messi. I appreciate him.
Why did that look like I hurt you?
No. To a certain degree. But listen, we can do Messi Ronaldo another time. Yeah. Trust me.
All right. First question for you, Omar. Talking about United. Are you Ole in or Ole out?
I don't like sitting on the fence. But I'll tell you this. I don't believe that Ole is the man to take us back to winning the big titles.
Yeah.
All right. But... Given what he did this season, given what he's built, I feel like he deserves another season. Mm-hmm. Whether or not he deserves a contract extension is a completely different question. But I think right now, he deserves another season.
His contract is running out at the end of the season, right?
I thought he got an extension, or there's talks for an extension.
Yeah, there's talks right now for an extension. Mm. And I don't agree with it. I don't think he deserves an extension.
Now, follow up to that.
Definitely not a 3-year.
If you guys won the Europa, would you be more willing to give him the contract extension?
If we won the Europa, I would say, when you ask me Ole in or out, I would say Ole in. Yeah. But I would still have my reservations about him. Like, I would still, like, he still hasn't convinced me that he's the man to take us.
Hmm.
The Premier League titles, the Champions League titles.
So you don't think United is heading in the right direction under Ole Solskjaer? I still can't say the name, by the way.
I would say you're crawling rather than going at it like a good pace. With Ole, it's kind of like...
Yeah, the thing is like...
Two steps forward, one step back.
So there's nothing that he's done so far or that I can see him doing that convinces me that he's the man. Like, he's been at United for 2 full seasons now. And I still don't... Like, United still doesn't have an identity.
Yeah, right? That's a big one.
So, like, that just tells you all you need to know. Like, he can take us to, like, maybe make us a top 4 team, but he has a ceiling.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'll ever be able to compete with Pep.
Tuchel. My thing is, I don't think the Glazers really care. I don't think they're looking at, oh, let's challenge for a title and stuff. I think they're saying, secure Champions League. You know, we've been in Europa a lot since Sir Alex left. Let's secure Champions League. It's more like Arsenal, you know, with the crown case.
Yeah,
get your Champions League, get the money, keep it moving, yeah, kind of thing. If you win trophy, it's okay. We have the money.
Blazers are worse. At the moment, they stop making enough money off that team, they're selling it. Kroenke at least is keeping you guys right now. As soon as the Glazers go out of top four, they're not making
want him.
Bro, they're selling it. They're already taking out more money than the Kroenke. Kroenke takes out almost zero.
But they make more.
Yeah, but they're taking more money out of the team.
Okay, that's like, not a problem.
It's net negative, the amount that they're putting investing.
Okay, let me stop you.
Kroenke's close to zero.
My thing is, obviously, some people care about the money coming out the club. Personally, nothing to do with me. As long as you're spending money to invest in players, I don't care. I really don't care what happens in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't care. So if Glazers are spending, but they're taking money out the club, yeah, I could see why you might care a little bit. But I don't know. Like, what's your opinion as a United fan about the Glazers?
Honestly, like, to Arv's point where he was saying that the Glazers are content with being a top four club, the fans are not. And yeah, like, we've seen what the fans have been doing like recently, like end of the season. I don't think the Glazers have much time left. It's either United becomes successful or the Glazers leave.
On top of that, your neighbors are dominating English football while Manchester United, being the biggest English team, one of the biggest teams
probably
in the world.
Top two, top three in the world.
In the world.
Not only dominating, they're giving back to that community.
Yeah, they're doing
they're doing big things for Manchester.
Great point,
United is doing nothing.
Great point, Mo. No, Manchester City is doing a lot for the community. And even for women's football.
So imagine young players.
No comment.
Imagine young kids and stuff growing up in Manchester. They're gonna more likely support City.
Yeah.
So in 20 years,
the
city could flip.
Yeah.
You could say the same for Arsenal too.
Excuse me. You need to relax, bro.
I need to relax, my.
But yeah, let's go back to United season. Let's end it off. So, would you consider the season as a successful season for United or a failure, or just in between?
And is there an in between?
Because
it either success or failure with Manchester United?
I mean, it depends on what standards you're using. For United standards, it's definitely a failure.
Yeah.
Like, there's no silverware. Champions League football is supposed to be guaranteed at a club like United. Mm-hmm. So,
especially with the money you guys are spending.
Yeah, it's pretty much a no-brainer. I'd say it's a failure.
All right, last thing. What signs do you think need to get done for United? Like, what position you guys think needs to be fulfilled?
I think definitely our biggest area that we need to address
is center
defensive mid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a good one, yeah.
Fred and McTominay.
Fred?
I thought you were a McTominay guy.
Bro, like, he has qualities to him. Fred has qualities to him, but neither of them, especially not together, will take us to titles. We're not going to win anything big with them two as our holding mids.
Still want Sancho?
I do. I do want Sancho. So
I think that right wing is a big problem.
Yeah, definitely. Three areas that United need to address this window. Defensive mid, first of all. And then center back. Because Lindelof, again, I don't think you're winning any titles with him at center back.
Bye too.
Maguire is very solid.
Bye. Don't say bye.
No, Bye is worse than Lindelof.
Yeah,
what?
I think he's overrated, to be honest.
No, man.
Yeah. Maybe.
Bye is a great
he's regressed.
Player.
He's regressed because of match fitness.
Yes.
He's
injuries.
Been on the sideline.
Okay,
a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, so defensive mid, center back, and right wing.
Some would say goalkeeper too. After that Europa final,
they got Dean though. It's not urgent.
I mean, that's true, but yeah, I mean,
how many years De Gea? No, what was it 5 years without going and saving a penalty?
They have Dean Henderson. They don't need to urgently replace that. They need a DM more. They need a winger more. They need a center back more.
Yeah. I'll tell you this much. That De Gea is not making no Premier League exit today. So let's transition to that. Today, since we got Omar in the episode, we're going to do our Premier League Team of the Season XI. All right? So the rules behind this, we're going to do 4-3-3 formation.
Yes.
Everybody's going to pick a player for each position. Debate who makes the 11-on-11 list. Now, since there's four of us today, the rule is if we ever get a tiebreaker, since Omar is our guest today, he will make the deciding choice. What was it? 50-1 rule? 50+1.
25-1. Everyone has 25-1.
That's some shit math. I'm sorry. That's it. 50-1. Where's 50 coming from?
Man, he's on German League so much. Just can't help but copy them.
All right, let's get started. So let's start off a goalkeeper. Who wants to go first? Mo?
Sure. There's definitely bias in my statement here.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Bro, second in clean sheets in the league. And he wasn't here the whole season. He missed quite a few games. Even Kepa played, I think, 2 games after he even came. And I think he's what, 3 clean sheets behind
Ederson?
When did
he come in?
He came like a month after. He came at the end of the transfer window. So
end of the summer transfer window.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. He missed like a month of games. And then also the last 2 games, I think he didn't play in the Prem. Or maybe last game with Kepa played one of them.
Yeah.
I got to go with Mendy.
It's not a bad choice. Not a bad shout.
Second in clean sheets?
He was second, third choice for me.
Bro, and how many goals has he conceded? There was a stretch where he just didn't concede goals.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He's
it was like 9 games, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's shown he's world class.
Yeah.
I think
not yet. On the cusp. On the cusp.
Don't do that.
On the cusp.
On the cusp. On the cusp. On the cusp. Sorry. But he's almost there. Like, Chelsea don't need to buy a keeper.
No, we're straight.
Yeah.
100%. You guys don't need to buy a keeper.
And you got him for a good price too.
You know what's good? We have Mendy and Kepa starting to get form. So I like him as a backup.
Please stop.
I like him as I'm dead serious.
He's a good backup. No.
No, he's a good backup.
Didn't he play in the FA Cup final?
No.
No, he didn't. Sorry, he played in the last game of the Premier League season, right? Or one of those games.
He played, I think, the Arsenal game.
He played a lot of games.
I think I can't remember.
Under Tuchel, he's played a lot more games.
He conceded a long shot recently.
It was the FA Cup final.
Yeah, he conceded.
Bro, what are you going to do in that situation?
He just has a history of doing things like that.
That's just unlucky.
Like conceding goals.
Any keeper's conceding that.
You got Mendy. Ace, who are you going with?
I don't know if I'm biased. Because if I'm looking at the top keepers in the league this season, I'm looking at the defense in front of them, and I'm kind of making a judgment based off that, even if that's not fair.
Facts.
So, like, if you look at Ederson, obviously Man City aren't conceding goals. Chelsea, they shouldn't be conceding goals, and they stopped really conceding goals once Tuchel came in.
With Mendy coming in, they stopped conceding for a big period of time.
Very true.
He plugged in a lot of holes in their defensive issues. I'd go with Emi, man. Emi, 15 clean sheets for Villa.
Emi has more, less
for
games.
Villa.
Saying
mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm talking about
he also has like double the amount of goals conceded.
No, he does
for me
not.
It's not about the numbers. It's not about the numbers.
I don't have it exactly with me, but he listen, with the defense he has, with the amount of shots are being taken on him, he has second most saves, third most clean sheets in the Premier League, 142 saves, and third most in all the Premier League.
I was about to say that.
I'm just saying, don't bring
imagine
up
that. I'm just saying. 142
listen,
saves, bro.
Mendy,
give Umar the ISO. Give Umar the ISO. He has to help my point. Come, rescue me.
I'm agreeing with Ace. 15 clean sheets. Yeah. Emi Martinez, bro. 15 clean sheets, 142 saves. Ederson, 66 saves. Mendy, 57 saves.
How many clean sheets? Ederson,
19, 16
for Mendy, right?
But this is a Premier League XI. We're not including players based off of their team's performance.
I'm just saying you can see the difference. It was night and day with Mendy coming in. That's why I'm saying him.
Yeah, you can see the difference between last season and this season for Villa too, in terms of
I just don't want any of y'all to bring up any Villa players for defenders. Not one. I don't want you guys to mention one player. Yeah, look away, Ace. Look away.
I had Emi too, so that's unanimous. That's okay. Easy for me.
Yeah. So,
Emi, whatever.
Emi makes it this. So center back. Omar, you can start off.
Kind of boring, but I'm pretty sure this is guys in everybody's team. Ruben Diaz.
100%. Yeah. It has to. Yeah.
What?
Has
joking,
to.
I'm joking. No, that's automatic. There's not even much to
Did
say.
Did he get player of the season so far?
I don't think they voted on that yet.
I think
if he gets player of the season, I think that's a bit crazy. Let's relax a little bit.
I mean, it's a good debate for it. What the heck?
They did not talk about player of the season.
Listen, for me, he's player of the season. Instant impact, fixing Man City's defense, which they had the biggest issue last season. Also, never seen a player who's in the talks.
Hold up.
Have you ever seen a player in the talks of player of the season, young player of the year, and signing of the year at the same time?
Oh, signing of the year. When you had that third one, and no.
There you go.
But young player and player of the season, it's happened.
And also
times.
Third and most completed passes.
I don't know. My thing is, I hear you. Everything makes sense. But let's not jump over the fence and just give him all the awards. Like, you know what I mean? That's a bit crazy.
I think
Man City is still Man City, regardless.
I mean,
if he's there, he's not there. Man City is still Man City. They're still finishing top two, regardless. So he might have pushed them to number one. He might have pushed them to do a lot of good things. But let's relax a little bit, too.
Do you think he's the reason?
Like, player of the season, Premier League? You're saying that because Man City doesn't really have a one star. It's a bunch of stars.
I mean, there was no, like, real standout player that separated himself the most this season from everybody else.
And you won.
That's my point.
I feel like there's a lot of players.
What it was with Diaz is you saw him come in and their defense change.
Yeah.
You saw the effects without him, and you saw the effects when he came in late in the summer transfer window.
And they had the chance to win a quadruple with him. Come on.
But City also had bad spells in the beginning too. So,
but a lot of it was without
Ace, who do you got? Who
you came in and changed up their defense.
I have Diaz.
You have Diaz. Okay.
But I'm just saying, player of the season, like all these big awards. I hear you, yeah. But let's not act like he's like the finished product, like best defender in the world type thing yet. Yeah,
he's up
We've
there.
We've seen
man.
One season, man. We've seen one season.
But he's
I'm
up
saying
there.
Let's relax. He's definitely up there. Yeah. But let's. You know what I'm saying? Let's take a deep breath and relax.
Like his, see season, what he does. His season yeah. wasn't as good as Van Dijk's.
That's what exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
I agree with that. But there's no like, other Either than way. Bruno and Kevin De Bruyne, there's no like, like you can't really decide on who's player of the season. For easy City, choice is Ruben Diaz.
For City, it's him because even De Bruyne had a period he was out.
Yeah.
Sorry, not
yeah.
Bruno. Why am I tripping?
All right.
Bruno had his, I don't read
him. Wow, okay. We'll come back to that. Next center back, I'll go first since there's this United agenda against me. I'm going with Harry Maguire, a.k.a. Neville Longbottom. The 28-year-old Englishman played in 30 games this season, had an average match rating of 7.05, second most to Ruben Diaz, leads the league with 11 yellow cards, which is whatever, and is in top five for interceptions with 61. 2 goals and assists, not bad, with 13 clean sheets. Double the amount of interceptions than Ruben Diaz, by the way. Best in aerial threats from all the big six clubs. Most headed clearance.
The way United play.
And he played every game too, right?
Play. Yeah, but the way United play is very shaky, and it requires a lot from Maguire, you know?
It's the way they play.
He added a lot of stability to our defense, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's in my XI as well, Captain Maguire. But United went the full season without losing away, and he's a big part of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I like Harry Maguire, but for me, I'm also like looking at it like in terms of more context behind it. I'm looking at the way United play. And I'm thinking, yeah, you're just big and tall and good in the air. But I don't know if you've shown me too much else other than consistency. You've shown me consistency, but I haven't seen that much to really push it over the edge for me.
So one thing I saw was that he was out for like the last 6 games, something like that.
Yeah.
They didn't win any of them.
But they also have terrible center backs.
No, but that says a lot to how much how important he is to that team, where they don't win a game without him.
United are not second without Harry Maguire. Tell you that much.
But bro, I don't rate him. I don't like the way he plays, but he's in there.
He's starting for England too, for sure. Like, if he's fit.
Yeah. Did you guys see that clip from the Europa League final where Bailly and Lindelof, they literally passed it back to each other, between each other, like 7 times.
Yeah. No,
clueless. Clueless. That ball progression would be different if Maguire was there.
Yeah.
No, I saw that. That's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. My other thing about Maguire is, let's not act like the rest of the defense is trash other than his partner center back.
Mm.
They have amazing fullbacks. Like amazing,
defensive
amazing
fullbacks.
Yeah. They have McFred in front of them, which might be shaky, but that's just on the offensive end in my opinion.
You said McFred? Like it's McDonald's burger or something?
That's what they
Bro,
call
it's
them, right?
Two players in one.
Yeah. Two players are only as good as one. But yeah.
Remember back in the day when you used to buy junior chickens and a McDonald's and put them together?
You're disgusting. Hold on, eat
so
McDonald's.
Mo, who do you have? Harry Maguire?
Sadly.
All right, so it's United.
Mine was kind of like hipster pick, which I know you said no more Villa players, but.
Wow. No, you can't. You can't rate Martinez. You can't rate Martinez if you're bringing a Villa player in this.
Who was I going to say?
Probably going to say, was it Trubisky or something like that? What are you going to say?
The center back.
Who are you going to put?
Ezri Konsa.
Thinking that too.
He leads the number of blocks in the Premier League, 47, ranked mm-hmm. number one.
It kind of says a lot when the keeper has 146 saves and your center back has 46 blocks. I don't know.
That means you're getting
that
peppered.
Means, no, that means you're just getting either blitzed all the time or you're letting them have the possession.
Yeah. Well, whatever the stats say, I'm just saying that I just want to throw another name in the mix, even though I would be happy to give it to Maguire. Ezri Konsa has had an amazing season. Mm-hmm. And I think I talked about this the last time we did an 11 when think Arif brought up Tyrone Mings. I'm like, bro, that guy is not that good.
I brought up Fofana, who is also an honorable mention in this.
Yeah, Fofana, definitely an honorable mention.
Fofana made my last list. But
yeah, I just want to say Mings never really stood out to me. Konsa, from what I've seen, I think he's a lot better than him. And it's a travesty that guy's on the England team.
What if this becomes a Johnny Evans situation where Konsa leaves, doesn't look as good?
Oh, it'll be the other way.
Mings has another center back coming.
It'll be the other way. By the way, I would take Konsa at Arsenal in a heartbeat. Heartbeat.
A lot of
starting
Arsenal and RP.
All right, let's
talk about our standards.
What happened to Gabriel? I don't watch Arsenal much, but what happened? The guy just fell off.
Arsenal happened.
he had a good start to the season.
No, so he got COVID. He got sick. Then he got a red card suspension.
Injuries.
And then, you know, our manager playing David Luiz over Gabriel, switching the rotation every other day. But anyway,
was it David Luiz's grills that fell out or something?
What was that?
Who was the Arsenal?
Oh, Gabriel. His veneers
fell out during celebrating.
Yeah, and he went on the field to look for it with like three staff. Then he found it and took a picture with his thumbs up.
That's crazy.
That's definitely legendary.
That's why Arteta didn't play him anymore. This guy is too old.
Let's move on. Let's go to right back. Mo, you can go first.
Right back?
I know what you're going to say.
James.
This guy is so biased. You know, it's a good shout.
But none of the right backs stood out. None of the right backs really stood out this season.
But your right back is not even playing.
Yeah, he is.
Not as much.
That's what I was going to say.
Under Tuchel, he has not played that much.
Played a lot.
In the league, he has not.
No, Mo, come on, man. Don't say a lot.
Bro, he's been playing.
Be honest.
He has. He missed like two. How many? Aspie two games.
Aspie's been starting over him.
They start together.
All the big games, Reece is not.
You don't start together.
Reece is playing three at the back now.
In the last three games, he was playing right center back. Before that, he was playing right wing back, and Aspie was right center back, or Christensen was right center back, and Aspie would play right.
What about Cho, who's playing right wing back?
Hudson Doyle in the beginning. He's the guy who took the hit.
Yeah, but you're acting like Reece played every game in and out.
He played most games.
In the beginning of the season, under Lampard.
No. I think with Tuchel, he started playing more. But under Lampard, the first half of the season, he was in and out with Aspie.
No. So, beginning of the season,
he played more under Lampard.
Last season, he was in and out with Aspie. This season, Lampard basically said, no, it's your position. So, he was starting a lot. Then Tuchel comes in, starts Hudson-Odoi for like one game on the right wing back position, subs in Reece James. And then it becomes Reece James, who's usually in. Hudson-Odoi is in, and they're subbing each other out. And then it becomes just Reece James and Aspie, like, interchanging their positions. Or Christensen, because Thiago came back healthy. But most of the times he was playing. I think, how many games? 35? 36? What do you mean? Like, that's a guy that's playing. Like,
has he played amazing? Has he played amazing?
But I think there's better defense. I think there's better.
He holds it down. You can't.
He holds it down. That's not amazing, man.
Let's go. Let's go. All right, let's move. Let's move. Omar, who do you got right back?
Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
Yes. This United agenda is gonna come after me. Go ahead.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
Listen, you're about to give three United players in the back line. That's not happening.
No, it's not. No, that's not. That's not. I'm not that crazy.
You guys already said Maguire. 100%. If you guys go with Wan-Bissaka, it's 25+1. It's gonna be two, and I think we know who left back is.
No. Listen. We'll come back to that. All right, Omar, go ahead.
Honestly, like, there's a couple positions in this X side that are just guaranteed lock. Mm-hmm. But I would say right back is not one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Wan-Bissaka, 2 goals, 5 assists, 13 mm-hmm. clean sheets. Mm-hmm. This guy, apart from the beginning of the season where United, like, as a whole was just shaky.
Yeah.
He's a consistent, like, 7.5 or 8 mm-hmm. out of 10 player. Like, you won't get anything less from him. Like, this guy...
He's the best tackler in the league.
By the way, played every single league game.
That's the sixth league game too.
Aaron Wemby tackler?
No. Spider? No, the spider, bro.
The spider.
Yeah.
Spider bat out here. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, man. I just want to say that he gets a lot of stick for his offensive or lacking in the offense department. I think that's an absolute lie.
He's improving.
He's a lot better offensively than what people make it seem like.
Facts.
He's actually not bad at all. Like, he doesn't lose the ball.
He's not Reece good going forward. But,
I wouldn't say there's much difference. Yeah. Other than maybe in delivery.
Reece's touch is so much better than the Wan-Bissaka's.
Reece can play midfield, no problem.
I don't think there's any ball, he controls it.
Okay, I'm talking about other than delivery, I don't think there's that much.
Controlling it.
I don't know. Personally, I think Wan-Bissaka, he just has an unorthodox way of carrying the ball. He looks off balance, but he doesn't lose it.
Yeah, he protects it well.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything with it either.
He'll get fouled, right? He gets pushed over a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you see him protecting the ball, he's hunched over. It doesn't look like he has his balance, but...
Yeah.
Good one. Ace, who do you have?
Another hipster pick, man. You guys know me. My pick is Vladimir Kufal on West Ham. He's the right back.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. He's actually ranked
very underrated.
Number 2 in assists for all Premier League players. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, for all Premier League defenders with 7 assists. And yeah, I think not necessarily because I love him, but I've seen him play. I like the way he plays.
Yeah.
He can cross right foot, left foot. He's quick. He gets back on defense, good recovery pace. And I just think it's good that we show love to another player other than from the Super League teams. Yeah.
Anyways, I think Wan-Bissaka wins this one. I have Wan-Bissaka.
I don't, honestly.
It's not,
even, like,
it's not debatable.
I would pick Wan-Bissaka, but my left back is already a United player. So.
Nah, Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah. Okay, let's move to left back. Ace, go first.
Luke Shaw. There's not much to say for me.
That's the, I'm not picking.
What the? Who are you picking?
There's no way.
If you pick Chilwell?
Listen, no, no, there is Chilwell no either. Way João Cancelo does not make this list.
I'm not picking Cancelo.
What? Excuse me?
Yeah, he's bugging.
You guys,
bugging.
You guys are moving crazy.
Okay, bro.
It's Shaw.
What? Hold on.
I got João Cancelo. I would say, okay, I honestly, I didn't include Shaw.
Why?
Should I say my pick?
Go ahead.
I'll say Chilwell. Or Cresswell.
Cresswell.
No, okay. Cresswell's a baller.
Aaron Cresswell.
Most assists from a defender.
Most assists.
No?
You guys are mad. By a defender. Eight assists. Second most chances created after only Trent with 12. Trent had 14. And this guy has come up for big for West Ham like several times throughout the season.
Yeah.
Like for like go-ahead goals. Like he's like, you know, come through, like from especially for his deliveries from set pieces.
Yeah.
Crucial for them.
West Ham really missed him at the end of the season, him being injured. They really needed him near then.
He was big for the, for their achievement for European football.
Yeah. But guys, listen. Crazy. We're not. João Cancelo has to be on this list. No, 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 no.
That's the worst pick. Whatever bosses are, that's not worse than what you're saying.
I was gonna say,
he was in the debate for team of the season. Player of the season.
What did he do after that? Kyle Walker was starting.
Listen, according to Insta, Cancelo has outranked every other player in the English Premier League top flight with his performances. He has the highest output performances.
Tell me, like, rating?
Based off
average match rating.
Bro.
Come on, man. He has contributed just as much to City's attacking prowess as he has to their defensive stability. He has a pass success rate of 81.8%.
That passing rate means nothing to me.
What is it? What?
In Man City, passing rate?
And he's also playing the ball anyway half the time,
nah,
bro.
Man. Nah, you guys are moving crazy. Nah. João Cancelo playing inverted fullback, has to be in this
list. No way.
Bro, let's be honest.
I choose Cresswell over him.
Inverted fullback in a City system means center mid.
Brother, I'm scared to put out this list if we don't have Cancelo.
I'm not putting Cancelo.
Listen.
Huh? There's no way we can have Cresswell on the list and I put out the picture on IG. People are going to page us.
Bon Cancelo.
Cancelo's not even a natural left back.
Yeah.
Played fullback. He's originally right back.
Look at Arif changing the rules when he wants to.
He's originally a right back, played left back for Man City for most of the season.
People
and
only do that on FIFA, Arif. Come on. That's what I
and they won a league title while doing that.
I don't start Zinchenko or Mendy.
They won the league title with Fabian Delph.
Yeah, but Cancelo was one of the most important players during that run.
The league title with Fabian Delph at left back.
Every fantasy player had Cancelo on their team. Tell me, Omar.
No, I never had a music. Wow. Not that you can't trust Pep in fantasy.
That's true.
Pretty much only a couple of players are locked.
Okay,
KDB.
So Mo,
who you got?
I had two options. Right, so Cresswell is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
The other one was Robertson. Reason being, center backs out the whole season. He had seven assists.
I guess that's some interesting picks.
He had just like your boy had seven
assists.
You're
bugging.
Played every
you're
game,
bugging.
And they ended up third. They had less goals conceded than United. Like, bro, he did well.
He
held
well.
Down. He was the best player in that whole back. Defender and keeper.
What
the
best what does that say with two injured center backs and bleeding?
When you end up third and lower than in goals conceded in a lot of the teams, that says a lot.
I don't know.
Either way, though, it was Robertson or Cresswell.
I think, who'd you have Ace again?
I had Shaw.
That's Shaw. You had Cresswell.
I don't know how Shaw can
be
on
honest,
this list,
I'd
but I don't want to include
I'd rather put Luke Shaw.
I'm going Cresswell.
I'd rather put Cresswell.
I'm putting Luke Shaw.
Who do we're going Cresswell?
All right, I'm changing mine. Or if you were in Luke Shaw by yourself,
either way,
what are you changing it to?
Actually, regardless, you guys win because you have the 0.1 vote.
25%.
No, but I said Cresswell.
I'm agreeing.
Yeah.
With you.
Okay.
You know what it is?
No, I'm actually
Luke Shaw
to put up this
has
list.
Definitely been the best left back in this.
No,
in
he
this
just got
team.
The
yeah.
hype.
But for the sake of not including three United players in the back line,
no.
That's
let's
crazy.
Be honest. Let's be honest.
That's
crazy.
Let's
that's
be honest. Luke Shaw has been the best left back in the last 3 weeks, maybe a month and a half. The whole season, we're talking about Premier League season, Cresswell has been the best.
No.
I know. People
completely disagree.
We rated him earlier on in the year, and we're rating him now at the end of the year.
Luke Shaw made our 11 before.
The beginning of the season? No, we didn't. Nobody rated him.
I rated him. You guys both chose Chilwell.
That was
you switched up.
First month, 2 months, nobody rated him.
Yeah, and then he showed us what he's capable of.
Cresswell
he turned into a different person.
Cresswell was rated first 2 months, mid-season, and then end of the season.
No, I would say Luke Shaw probably top two in this season. But just because like I included Maguire and Wan-Bissaka, just kind
of look at this unbiased point of view for the first time. Okay, we'll go Cresswell. We'll go
right,
Cresswell.
Cresswell makes it. Next center mid, Omar, go first.
Center mid, okay. Ilkay Gundogan.
He's not on my
he's
list,
not in
but
for me.
He's
Yeah, not in for me.
He's in.
Take it in, right? KDB was injured for like what? How many games?
2 months.
Like in the middle of the season, when City was shaky, right? They weren't leading the race at that point. Mm-hmm. KDB was injured. They had big games against Spurs and Liverpool, and he came up big for them.
Yeah, during that middle stretch,
top goal scorer for Man City.
He was scoring like 2 goals a game at that point. Like he was in like the form of his life, probably one of the like in terms of conversion rate, probably one of the best in Europe at that point. And he was big for their title charge. Like if he didn't put in the performances that he did, City wouldn't have led the race like they have.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree. Plus, it's kind of like what he's done for the team was more than just tangible. It was like a lot of the intangibles too. Like when the game was on the line or even the beginning of the game, he'd put it away early. Mm-hmm. So they have that 1-0 lead, then City can just pepper them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what he was doing is more than just what the numbers show. So I think that's a great show. But personally, just because of the stats of two other players, I can't include them above Gundogan. And this other player is just like one of the players of the season, 100%. And that guy's Mount. Mount has to be there.
Mount
100% has to be there. 100%.
No, he has to.
Forget the numbers. That guy carried that team. Forget 100%. The numbers.
He's the best player in that Chelsea team this 100%. Season alongside N'Golo Kante.
Better than N'Golo this season.
But yeah. 100%.
Yeah. In the league, he hasn't played as much as Mount.
Mount has shown consistency the same way Umar said. You're saying
Wan-Bissaka
gives a consistent 7.5, 8 out of 10. Yeah. Mount is consistent, 8.5.
The best player
every game. Yeah. Every game. And Champions League, it doesn't matter what league.
Game changer.
You can see the pressing's not the same. Like in terms of our ball recovery, he's not the same, but he's not there. Yeah. He's just an engine.
He honestly proved a lot of us wrong, man.
Not me.
He proved Tuchel wrong. He didn't start him the first like 2 games. Brings him in, scores a goal. He's like, no, I cannot. Have him on the team.
He needed a break. I don't even know if Tuchel did that on purpose. He genuinely needed a break. So that rest was good for him.
How do you look good under Lampard? That good under Lampard? That's not crazy.
You mean very disrespectful.
No, let's really think about it, guys.
There's a lot of players that look good under Lampard.
Oh, man. How do you look that good?
There's a lot of players that could look good.
Derby, and then here. It's not the manager all the time.
Huh? Tomori looks good under Lampard.
Yeah. And I have no idea why you guys sold him.
We didn't. He's unknown with the option to buy.
He's getting bought for 30 mil. Come on.
But... Oh, no. Italian money. Why not do it?
All right, Mo.
Mount. No, I'm going to say Mount. But the other player I throw in there that's probably a lock is Bruno.
Yes.
I still don't like how he plays, and I think he's.
Leo, why am I getting a lot of eyes here? This has Omer. To be for sure.
What do you think?
I have him.
I have him too.
Just because of his numbers, honestly. Yeah. Like you can't.
Okay, yeah.
That's in the league. Must. Europa finally didn't show up.
He doesn't show up for
but...
big games. He doesn't show up for any big game in the Prem too. But
he does his ghost appearance. But
Man City, they beat them in the league.
Bro, are we actually having a discussion about this? Like, Bruno is 100% in the team.
He's in. I just don't think he's a big game player. That's all
how
I'm
do
saying.
You feel about him?
I'm not his biggest fan, honestly. Like, I feel like he's very wasteful. What? Bro, he has numbers, but like, if you watch him play, he can be very frustrating at times. Like,
very, very,
very frustrating at times. Like, he can go ghost. He does sometimes like just the most puzzling things. Like there's simple passes. Or, like, he'll just shoot it from, like, 30 yards instead of, like, passing it out wide for, like, a cross, you know? But, like, the biggest thing is, he goes ghost sometimes in the big games when we need him the most.
I agree, but 18 goals from midfield, this doesn't make sense, man.
And 12 assists. That's why he's a lock in the team, but...
Yeah. So, it's, like, it's so confusing because it's, like, you look at him and you're frustrated. But how are you frustrated with the guy getting these numbers? It's crazy, but... It's a valid, I think it's a valid criticism of him.
But you have to give credit where it deserves. Like, who comes to Manchester United and win Player of the Season twice in a year? Twice in a row, he got Player of the Month, like 5 months in a row. No, but he got Player of the Season two times in a row.
Didn't last season, this season. Two times in a row?
Maybe. But, like, he just came to United. Like, he didn't even have time to adjust. He came mid-season, instant impact. So, you got to give credit where it deserves.
I don't know. That's the thing. When you look at him in those small patches, you say, yo, this guy has to get Player of the Month. This guy has to get Player of the Month. But over a long period of time, like, not looking at the numbers, you just look at him, you're like, you could be better. That's the crazy thing. When you look at him, how do you put up these numbers? This is numbers some players will never reach. Yeah. Pogba's never reached these numbers.
These goals, ever. Speaking to the way he plays, you wouldn't have as many of these goals or assists if he just didn't try this audacious stuff. So his stats would go down if he said, yo, why don't you pass it out wide there? Why don't you do something like just more structured football? then he, his stats are 100% going down.
Yeah,
no, it's because he just goes, I'm trying it.
But real talk, if we're putting Bruno on this list, VAR has to also be in this list. The amount of penalties, he got this season. I'm just saying.
Yo, wait, can you get a
shot? It calmed down like the second half of the season. Yeah, because but that middle in the beginning, I was going crazy. I was saying, there's something in play.
Yeah,
something
interesting. The United the handball rule changed like twice in the same season. Right?
Yeah. How does the rule change mid-season?
What is the rules anymore? Who knows? Let's move on. Let's move to right winger.
Oh, no.
Wait,
so, have to throw a couple
wait, so we each have three midfielders, right?
We all agreed, right?
We got Bruno.
Mason Mount.
Yeah.
Bruno.
And
we didn't have a third one.
KDB.
I
was going to say Ndidi. I would say.
I feel like Gundogan had a better season than KDB. I'd rather Gundogan.
I honestly would say Ndidi.
Ndidi.
Leicester.
He was injured for like almost the first half of the season.
It showed when he was injured.
No, they were just as good. I'd put Tielemans over Ndidi. I think he's had a more outstanding season.
I would not. That's such a hype pick, Art.
No. Tielemans would make this list over Ndidi for me this season. This season.
I love Tielemans since Anderlecht days. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Same thing I'm saying with Diaz. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Ndidi was injured for the whole top tier player,
but let's not jump the gun.
By the way, I would love to have Ndidi at United. But we know we're not dropping 80 bags.
Not again for another Leicester player.
On a Leicester player, a black player that's unmarketable. Blazers are not dropping 80 bags on that.
He's going to go play for Nigeria? Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Hipster pick, McGinn.
On and off. It was on and off with him, yeah. The beginning, coming back from injury, he was really good. James Ward-Prowse is a good pick. Yeah, that's a good shout. That's a very good shout. No, he's
okay,
really
pick.
Good.
I would say Declan Rice over him.
James Ward-Prowse make the English squad?
Yes.
Well deserved. That guy in free kicks, penalties, everything. Problem.
I'm not putting problem. You in the team of season just because of that, though. Like, yeah. I'd put Declan Rice over him.
His performances were there up there. So, okay. We're agreeing Gundogan or KDB?
Honestly?
Let's do a vote. Let's do a vote. Omar, who you got?
I would say Gundogan.
Gundogan as well.
Same. Well, it's between those two, it's Gundogan.
Yeah, I would rather give it to Gundogan.
Yeah.
Even though for me it's 50-50, I'd give it to Gundogan.
All right, let's move on to right winger. Mo Salah, go first.
Mo Salah.
That was so corny. I liked it. No, I did it too before. It worked.
It's a given. There's nothing to say. Yeah. There's no other right winger. I mean, if we're not including Mo Salah, there's other players that you could look at. But just
no way. No, there's not.
Look at other right wingers and say they did well this season.
Not really.
I can't even think of any right winger that.
Rafinha's more. Yeah.
He's a right mid, right wing, basically.
Right wing.
He's
right wing.
That's not a bad shout, but it has to be Mo Salah.
100%. I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to not look for him.
22 goals and 5 assists. He was one goal behind Harry Kane for top goal scorers. So it has to be Mo Salah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy how you're looking for reasons to disprove him rather than prove him?
Yeah.
That's good what I'm saying.
You have to look for another player.
Mm.
He has high goals as a standard now. Like, that's not leaving.
Yeah. Remember the first season you came in? Ah, that's fluke. Second season, that's fluke.
Yeah.
I
believe in his last four seasons, he was top goal scorer 3 times out of the last 4.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy for a winger,
too. He should have been top scorer this season, too, if Kane didn't just pull something out of the bag last day, you know?
Big Kane. Needed that.
You have Mo Salah too, Ace?
Yeah. 100. Right. You can't not have him. Yeah.
Let's do striker, I think. Because the left wing, we can have a discussion.
I think striker is locked.
That's what I'm saying. So let's just get it out of the way.
Yeah. Let's just start.
Striker, Harry Kane. Yeah. Simple. 22 goals, 14 assists.
Can I just say that? Kane does this all the time. Once the season's done and he knows that they can't win anything, he just goes for the scoring title. Like, I think it was four or five seasons ago. Do you remember when he scored like 4 goals?
I completely disagree.
Like the last game?
But he came back off injury off that one, I think.
No, I'm not saying that it's a selfish thing to do.
Yeah.
But Kane, when he wants to turn his brain on and then he sees that, yo, there's something in his sights, he'll get it.
He had 16 goals at winter. I wouldn't say he farmed the goals at the end. Like,
yeah,
he was out for a period of time, no?
Yeah.
I know, and they missed him. And Tottenham's form just went downhill.
Yeah.
Since he was gone.
Yeah, but that kind of proves my point. It's like, once they lost that final and there's nothing really to play for,
do you think it was the Ryan Mason effect?
I swear they're boys too, apparently.
Probably.
And Harry Kane.
Probably
he's
age.
Older than him
too. Did they ever play together? Did they ever play together at Tottenham?
No. No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Harry Kane took him out.
Yeah. If anybody had the Ryan Mason effect, it would be Gareth Bale.
All right, let's move on to left winger. Ace, you go first.
My pick is not Son. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. You wanna know why? Even though the numbers are crazy, what does he have? 17 goals and 10 assists, which is crazy in 37 games. Mm-hmm. It is crazy. But let's not act like he had a crazy, crazy run of not doing anything.
Yeah.
And if you have the number one goal scorer and the number three goal scorer, and you guys are both in the top five for assists in the league, how's your team not doing better?
They're passing to each other.
Well, that may be true, but I'm just looking at him. I'm thinking, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Son anymore. He kind of lost me. Just because I've seen how much he does in spurts. Yeah. It'll be like a crazy run and then dry. But my guy is actually Villa Jack Grealish.
Hold up, let me finish. Hype pick.
He's not even playing.
He was injured for the last three months.
It's the hype pick because everyone's going to go Jack Grealish. He's just the guy to say, hey, he's a baller. Just pick Jack Grealish.
Rolls Royce footballer.
Listen, my reason is not because he particularly paid well in the second half of the season. You felt his effect when he left. You, like, look at Villa now compared to where you were projecting them midway through the season. I was thinking European football is a lock with at the rate
for
they're
Villa?
On. Yeah. Smoking something. Yeah. Who was looking good midway?
Maybe Conference League.
Midway, you had Everton looking good. You had West Ham looking good.
No. Jack Grealish was looking really good.
Jack Grealish was untouchable.
He was, like, his chances
what
created.
Said in the Premier League, sorry to cut you off, Omar. He was the best player in the Premier League in the first half of the season.
And he wasn't there debate. For the second half. Good thing this is a Premier League team of the season.
Yeah, but I'm saying injured, you felt his effect when he disappeared as well as when he was there. Mm-hmm. That tells me something. Mm-hmm. That tells me something. I don't know. And I just don't think that... Well, I'm not the biggest Son fan, so there's that. But yeah.
Who wants to go next? Tottenham, not surprising. I'll go next. Yeah, it was between... Like, the serious contenders for this position, it was between Grealish and Son. I went with Son. You know, 17 goals, 10 assists. That's crazy numbers for a winger. Honorable mention, though, Jack Harrison at Leeds.
Yeah.
He had a crazy season.
Would you say him over Rafinha?
No.
I wouldn't.
No, definitely.
As a winger?
Yeah, I would say. I would say they're about even. Their season that they had.
Rafinha has a sauce.
But as a footballer, I'd prefer Rafinha. Yeah.
Rafinha has that sauce.
The Brazilian sauce. Favela footballer.
I want to see that guy make a move so bad.
No, you should see another season.
You know he should, but I would like him to come to my team.
You know who I have? Bukayo Blacklass. No, I'm kidding. I want to put Saka, but I wish.
Don't you dare mention
I want to put Saka so bad. That's my guy.
I was thinking
of
putting Pepe,
I'm
not going to lie.
But yo, he doesn't have enough end product for me.
You're not serious.
But
No, just vibes.
I'm going with Son. Has to be. I think that first half of the season, he was dominating. Like,
yeah. Yep. Like him and Kane were just on fire.
Yeah, it was like we were generally worried they might win the league. Like it might actually happen. But obviously Tottenham a couple of us. There was conversations about it.
Listen, would you guys not agree that Son had a crazy patch of doing nothing?
He also had a crazy patch of doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he had also had a crazy patch
of doing nothing. Me and Omar were talking about it.
So did Bruno.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
true. And but he has one less goal than Bruno. Less penalties taken, one less goal than Bruno.
It's just Grealish getting injured really affected him. Like, we were talking about it before. Like, I think if Grealish healthy till the end of the season, I think it would have been a locked pick.
Who?
Grealish.
Oh, Grealish, yeah.
Bro, even when he was playing and Villa's numbers weren't that great, like their goals scored and stuff, he was still creating the most chances in the league.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. Okay, let's decide, boys. Ace, go first.
Decided.
Wow, I'm sticking with Grealish.
Grealish, Mo?
I'm Son.
Son.
Matter what you pick, 25-1.
Yeah. That's Grealish. All right, so let's just do a roundabout. So we had goalkeeper Emmy, center back Ruben Diaz, other center back was Maguire as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Left back we had
Cresswell.
Shocking. Right back Wan-Bissaka, center mid Gundogan, Bruno, and Mount.
Yeah.
Yep.
Striker Harry Kane, Mo Salah, and Jack Grealish.
No.
Human son, dude. You're not slick, fam. Slide up there.
Listen.
Damn it.
Before we finish, let's just list off three honorable mentions. Or let's just try to agree on one. I have one that I want to suggest. Phil Foden.
No.
What the?
Foden? Yeah. No, I agree with that.
You're bugging.
No, easily, man. Come on.
Who always does this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the season. How many games has he played?
Actually, no. You have to consider how many candidates there are for honorable mentions. If you're only including three, there's a lot. There's a lot that might deserve it more than him.
Grealish is above him easily.
No, Foden's performances.
Yeah,
I think Foden's been more consistent than Gundogan, to be honest.
Bro, Grealish is above him easily. If we're doing one honorable mention, easily.
I said three. Yeah. You have to count.
You said we decide on one. That's what you said. Don't switch up. Don't the goalposts.
Listen, the people heard it. No,
just list your three.
Yeah.
List my three. So we doing what?
We don't need
midfielder, striker, or like forward.
Edward Mendy, I think is just one.
Just three. Three. Any.
Mendy, yeah, I'll put
Mendy is one.
Any.
Mendy.
Mendy. Okay.
Yeah.
Who?
John Stones.
Yeah.
I think he deserves a shout.
A lot of center backs though at that point.
I'd pick
Fofana's there.
Fofana, yeah.
Or who you got?
I say one Jack Harrison, two Wesley Fofana. And three, Luke Shaw.
Bro, Soucek over Phil Foden.
No,
this season?
Yeah.
100%. We're talking about the last run of games. We're talking about the season.
No, Hadi, I think your love for how Foden plays is kind of...
Is clouding my judgment?
Boys, yeah.
That might be true.
You're hyping it up a bit.
We're forgetting about one player. Jesse Messi.
Lionel
Jesse.
Actually huge.
Messi Lingard.
Imagine he had the whole season at West Ham. I think it's a different conversation.
Kevin Phillips?
Yeah.
Calvin Phillips has been dope.
Yeah, very good.
Rafinha for sure has to be in there.
There's a lot of players over Foden. Like,
I never... Why are you still on the Foden?
Because you brought up Foden and I looked at me like I was ridiculous for saying he's not a...
Foden has done things to push that City team when they were flat. They were flat. This is not the old City.
Mahrez pushed that City team when they were flat. Gundogan pushed that City team when they were flat.
In cup competitions, not necessarily in the league.
We're talking about Premier League. This isn't cup competition.
No, Mahrez, I wouldn't say he's pushed them more than Foden.
Oh, well, Gundogan did easily then.
Yeah, Gundogan has pushed them, but so is Foden. But...
No, that's crazy. Boys,
for another day.
Let's wrap it up. First, I want to thank Omar. Thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it. First,
thank
guest.
You for having me. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate it, bro. You know, it's all love. Also, if you have any questions, we're going to be doing Q&A. So also DM us questions, send us voice notes as well.
Voice notes preferred. Yeah. Voice notes preferred.
Yeah.
Ask us anything.
So we'll end it off there. Take care. Peace.
See ya.
Later.
Have a good one. Have a nice.
Have a nice.
Have a nice. Have a nice.